We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Last night on the scoreboard, Golden State stays alive with a one-point victory over Toronto, so they move on to Game 6. That one will go back to Oakland. Durant, though, went out with an injury, and it looks like a bad one, too. The Achilles, again, we're pending more information on that, but he certainly won't be back for the playoffs. It's 8:41 WCC, and of course, as we've been talking about all morning, the Twins play baseball. They're finally back home tonight, and the president of the club, good enough to take some time with us here. Dave St. Peter, good morning.
Dave Lee, good morning to you.
I am so excited that Polanco is leading right now at shortstop in the All-Star voting.
Yeah, Dave, we were excited yesterday. Jorge, you know, he deserves to be leading. You know, he's had a tremendous first couple months to the season and really is emerging as one of the star players in the American League. But he wasn't the only one that was rated high. You know, I think C.J. Cron was in second place at first base and Jason Castro at third at catcher, and I think Nelly Cruz was third at DH, and then Max Kepler and Eddie Rosario were amongst the leaders in the outfield. So we've got more work to do across Twins territory to get to continue to vote and vote early, vote often, so to speak, and that'll all lead into to election day, so to speak. A new thing MLB released this year where the final three guys at each position will be voted on, and that'll come up here at the end of July. And the end of June, and we'll get the word out on that and obviously keep pushing hard to get these guys elected.
How do we vote right now as fans, Dave?
Just simply go to twinsbaseball.com or MLB.com. You'll find it through an all-star balloting, and we've got a special. If you vote, you can vote up to five times. If you vote five times, you get an opportunity to buy a $10 ticket to the July 5th through the 7th series here at Target Field against the Texas Rangers. So that's a heck of a deal as well and something fans should take advantage of.
It's always exciting to talk about sellouts, and Friday and Saturday already are sold out, I'm told.
Yeah, actually, Saturday, Sunday. So Saturday, Joe Mauer Day, we'll retire Joe's number 7. And then Sunday afternoon, Father's Day, we play the Royals at 110. We still have seats available for all the remaining games on this homestand, including tonight, Twins versus the Mariners at 710. We think we'll have a window to play tonight, so I know we're going to maybe have some rain during the day, but we're optimistic we'll play tonight. And we host Seattle again tomorrow night, Thursday afternoon. Friday night's game, Prince night here at the ballpark. We have tickets available. We do expect that game will come close to selling out, if not selling out, but there's still seats available as of today. And then next week, Dave, the Red Sox come to town, which will be a show in and of itself, the defending world champs, and an opportunity for us to go up against one of the better teams in the American League.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a great homestand. And you also have coming up tonight, right, North Dakota State University tonight.
That's correct. And the Bison obviously will be here tonight, and then they'll be here again on August 31st when we host the defending subdivision national champs' first game of the 2019 football season when they host Butler.
How is that doing, Dave, ticket-wise?
Great. You know, it's I think it's right around 28,000-29,000 tickets sold. We expect we'll have 35,000 people here, most of which will come from the Red River Valley. For that football game on August 31st.
Yeah, all the great people from Red River Valley. You know all about those wonderful folks.
Hey, I do. They're great people. Hey, and they, you know what, Dave? They spend money, which I like.
I wanted to mention, too, there's a neat thing, and we haven't brought this up yet today, and in the midst of having the team back home, we're all excited. But is it tonight we have that Twins alumni photo opportunity with Jim Thome and Joe Nathan and J.J. Hardy, Nick Punto?
Yeah, those are tied in closer to Joe Mauer Day on Saturday. So I think we have those out going on here at the ballpark both Friday night as well as on Saturday. So, we have all kinds of things happening Saturday. And, again, all this information is at twinsbaseball.com. But I think the thing that on the Joe Mauer Day that really struck me was just the number of Joe's former teammates that wanted to be part of this, wanted to be here for his day. And it's an impressive list of former Twins players and officials that will be on hand on Saturday here as we retire number 7.
Yeah, great weekend. Maybe a really fun weekend. And again, tickets going fast for tonight, for Friday night's game as well. David, let's talk a bit about the team and spring training. Certainly, we chatted about this, but where they are right now and what you anticipated. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think we all thought we could be in a position, Dave, to take a step forward. I think we thought that our division it was set up for us to compete with Cleveland, and I think we were optimistic we would have a really good offensive team. I'm not sure any of us saw the historic pace on home runs and just maybe how elite we've been offensively the first couple months of the season. I think a couple other things that have really stood out, though, is I think the way we play defense. I think that certainly looks like that's going to play and play well over the course of the year. And then I think we've pitched well, particularly our starting pitching has been really effective. And you can't say enough good things about what Jake Odorizzi has done, one of the better pitchers in the American League. He talked about the All-Star game. I mean, he certainly is deserving of a spot in that game as well. Jose Berrios and others. So we feel really good about where our team is at. We always are going to try to make our team better, and that will be our focus here going forward. We have a lot of season left, but we're optimistic that it's going to be a fun summer and hopefully a fun, exciting fall here at Target Field.
Seattle comes in tonight with 126 home runs. I think we have 125, so I'm guessing there could be a home run tonight.
These guys can swing it a little bit as well. They've struggled on the mound pitching-wise, but they're a home run hitting team as well. So it should be fun playing against them. We obviously had our way against them for the most part out in Seattle, so I know they'll come in motivated to try to turn the tables against us here at Target Field.
Rumor has it you and Maxie are shopping at the same places.
You know, when I ran into Mike the other day, he was shopping, but he was shopping for suits and such. I was shopping for a pair of shorts. So, you know, you could tell he's a TV guy.
That's right. That wardrobe money's big over there at Channel 4. I know that.
Exactly.
Well, I look forward to seeing you at the park. We'll be over there with many fans this homestand. It's just nice to have them home this long, Dave. That's good to see that.
That's right, David. It's exciting, and, you know, you really can't ask for more. First place ball club, one of the you know, best record in the American League, and obviously, summertime here at Target Field. It's going to be a lot of fun.
All right. We'll see you at the park. Thanks, Dave, very much.
Thanks, David.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.